This is CNN Student News. Welcome to Wednesday's show. I'm Carl Azus, reporting from Atlanta. Venezuela is one of three divided countries we've told you about recently. It's seeing protests against its president, rallies in support of him, and violence in the upheaval. Its current leader, like its previous one, has been controversial. He's moved the country further towards socialism, expanding the government's control over things like businesses, the economy, the media. In fact, the government's been pressuring Venezuelan media to downplay the violence in the country. But word of instability is getting out.
More wreckage to fortify opposition lines. Caracas's wealthier east side was blockaded Monday. Anti-government activists responding to the Twitter hashtag, Day of the Barricades. I don't want to wait in food lines. I don't want to be kidnapped. I'm a hostage in my own home, she says. Scores of picket lines sprang up. The opposition seems to be beefing up its bid to topple Venezuela's socialist government. Outrage at soaring crime and a tanking economy triggered protests. But across on the city's poorer west side, there are few signs government loyalists are deserting en masse. Pro-regime motorcycle clubs, just the latest core group to show public support for President Nicolas Maduro. The president insists the opposition is trying to stage a US-funded coup attempt. The right-wing extremists are being marginalized in Venezuela, and it's us, the revolutionaries, who are getting support from other countries, the president said. Not all opposition protesters agree on the changing tactics, especially since the barricades are in the opposition's own neighborhoods. The pro-government loyalists are armed and we aren't, so we're shielding behind barricades and wait for them to arrive, he says. As the day wore on, there was no word of serious clashes, but the battle lines have been drawn.
Worldwide Wednesday on CNN Student News, and we're going to stay in South America for the first part of today's roll call. In the nation of Ecuador, we're glad to be part of your day at Academia Cotopaxi. This school is in the Ecuadorian capital of Quito. Moving north now to Canada, thank you for watching at Philemon Wright High School. It's located in Gatineau, Quebec. And across the Atlantic Ocean to Italy, hello to the students and teachers of ITCS Leon Battista Iberti. Glad to see you in Veneto. For the first time, the U.S. government is getting involved in how food is marketed in public schools. The Obama administration wants schools to eliminate ads for foods that are high in sugar, fat, and salt. Critics say it shouldn't be up to the government to decide what kids eat, and some school districts think the latest rules might mean lost revenue from ads.
Our classrooms should be healthy places where kids are not bombarded with ads for junk food.
New rules proposed by First Lady Michelle Obama and the U.S. Department of Agriculture would eliminate advertisements for unhealthy food and drinks in schools.
Parents should be in control of their kids' health. And their good efforts at home shouldn't be undermined when they send their kids off to school.
It would mean hallways and scoreboards with Coke or Pepsi advertisements would have to be changed. The new push comes on the fourth anniversary of the First Lady's Let's Move initiative. It's fighting childhood obesity by promoting healthy eating and exercise while encouraging healthy choices.
Water just surpassed soda as the most commonly consumed beverage in America. Yay, go water.
She says the program is showing results.
Children born today will be accustomed to eating healthy food during the school day. So for them, the norm will be fruits and vegetables and not chips and candy.
She says for schools, healthy students are not the only benefit.
Although they're not charging anymore for their lunches, they're actually making more money because more kids are participating in the school lunch programs.
The American Beverage Association, which represents brands like Coke, Pepsi, and Dr. Pepper, came out in favor of the new proposed measures. I'm Melissa Rainey reporting.